Well, hello there and welcome back. Hey, guess what? That was a fun seat last week, was it? It made me lighten up a bit and have a good time. And yeah, well, you know what? This week is about commitment. Now, commitment can be really serious, but it can also be one of those moments to where you just take that stroll and come back to what really matters to the organization. Commitment as an organization is following through and making sure you deliver on things that you promised, not only to your consumers, not only to your partners, but to everyone that works in the organization. Commitment is tough, but you find freedom through commitment. You know, for me, I learned that early on in high school. I had a teacher that talked about that freedom through commitment. Once you commit to something, you can make sure that you are making the changes and feel free to adjust as needed. And that creativity that I shared kind of last week, where I put on a bunch of hats and talked about a bunch of different things. And if you haven't seen those videos, go back and watch it again. Well, I had a good time. I was also committed to the bit, to where I had to come in and have a preparation place and be staged so that I can make sure that there's a little bit of creativity in there. Not too much, because I only have so much space in which to roam, but also that I was committing to navigating that last sea of commitment. Now, for you all in your organization, commitment can look a few different ways. When we talked about courage, and I talked about the Walt Disney Company having courage to keep the full-time cast members employed through a difficult time, especially a difficult financial time, that commitment was very serious to them. We made the commitment to do the right thing, not only for the community, but for the individuals that worked with the organization for many years. When we talk about commitment, we talk about how more likely are you to stay with that brand? How more likely are you to stay with that company? The company measures and the organization measures commitment by how long people would like to stay within their organization. And you're committing not only to the products or to the service or to the care somebody is receiving, but you're committing also to the community so that you can continue to deliver on the excellence that you expect. That commitment has to be there from all levels of the organization, because when you measure it, you're not just measuring the commitment to quality of care if you're at a hospital, but you're measuring at the top level if we made decisions to contribute to that quality of care. Now, it's a lot of C's and a bunch of other noise, but the reality is that you are committing to that throughout the organization. Your measures should reflect that. So don't just stop with where we committed to providing you quality care. Ask questions that align to how you're delivering on that quality so that you can understand where your choices make a change. I work for some great organizations in healthcare to where that quality is really measured with care. And when you're in healthcare, it has to be a part of that care piece to where when you commit to it, you're committing to helping save somebody's life. You're committing to being there for when the family needs it. I can tell you, I've been very fortunate in working for those organizations that do that, no matter if it's Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, or Orlando Health. Those are organizations have always been committed to providing quality healthcare to the communities and making sure that the people are taken care of. Now, I've told you some stories along the way. We've measured it. We've talked about some of those qualities, but we also had the leaders that were there to help us along the way. It wasn't just a cycle through like you see in many other businesses. That commitment comes from the executive team. And when your executives are being judged and rated on that, some of their compensation is actually based off of the commitment they're going to make. So they don't get some of it for 3-5 more years because they have to show commitment to the brand, not just a short-term decision. As an organization, that's the changes that are needed to be made so that the executives know that they have to be in it for the long haul, because it's the only way the business works. That's the only way you show that commitment to the general population so that they keep coming back. Well, that about does it for this week. I appreciate you joining me through this journey. We're on our last couple episodes here. So join us next week when we talk about commitment and you as a leader. Have a great day.